It was not the first time that Iranian opposition leader Mehdi Karoubi has come under attack by government supporters, but the use of gunfire to blow out the windows of his armored limousine constitutes by far the boldest. Armed pro-government demonstrators and militiamen opened fire on Karoubi's car, shattering its windows, his website Saham News reported Friday. Saham News said the shooting happened late Thursday while the former presidential candidate was leaving a building in Qazvin, some 140 kilometers west of Tehran. Karoubi's son Hussein, who acts as his father's spokesman, describes what happened.
He says that his father visited Qazvin, being that it's the holy month of Muharram, and that 10 minutes after the arrival ceremony at the home of Mr. Ghavami, the pro-government Fars news agency reported that the house had been surrounded by Hezbollah forces. Several hours later, he adds, some minibuses drove up with rural government supporters, and they started throwing rocks and bricks, hurling obscenities, and breaking windows at the house. Riot police eventually intervened, he says, to allow his father to leave, at which point his car was attacked with eggs, bricks, and gunshots, breaking the glass in the front and back of the car. A group of pro-government besieged militiamen, along with dozens of government supporters, reportedly chanted slogans in favor of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in addition to calling Karoubi a hypocrite, a common insult used against the opposition. "Our town," they shouted, "is no place for hypocrites." Ali Nourizadeh of the London-based Center for Arab and Iranian Studies says that the authorities have been trying to intimidate Karoubi for a long time by limiting his movements.
Karoubi is not allowed to move around freely, although he does it. The problem is people appointed by the authority to safeguard him. Usually when Karoubi is out, they turn their back on him and Karoubi is not feeling safe. But he went to Qazvin to be with Mr. Nasser Ghavami, one of members of parliament who lost his relative, but they did not allow him to get in. And some besieged, they attack his car. And I think Karoubi is used to this kind of behavior. And he has been attacked during Friday prayer, during demonstration. And he's a brave man, and I don't think this intimidation will be effective, will prevent Karoubi to come out, unless they arrest him.
Karoubi lost to President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in Iran's disputed election last year. He and another opposition leader who lost in the election, Mir Hussein Mousavi, have said the vote was tainted by fraud. Mehdi Karoubi's wife Fatima told the French daily Le Monde Friday that she would hold the government responsible if any harm should come to her husband. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.